His message blended the practice of Buddhist mindfulness with a belief in God, which he held deeply in his Catholic faith. He counseled individuals as a psychotherapist and led groups at a series of popular retreats. He's perhaps most widely known as the author of best-selling books, including The Way to Love and Awareness. And in 1987, when Father Anthony DiMello died suddenly of a heart attack at age 55, it felt like a vibrant life cut short.
Spirituality means waking up. Most people, even though they don't know it, are asleep. They're born asleep. They live asleep. They marry in their sleep. They breed children in their sleep. And they die in their sleep without ever waking up. They never understand the loveliness and the beauty of this thing that we call human existence.
In spiritual retreats like this one at Fordham University in New York, Tony DiMello was on a determined mission to wake us up. Out of our comfort zone, out of our complacency, out of the illusions we all harbor that can rob us of an authentic and deeply satisfying life. He was born outside of Bombay, India in 1931 to a family steeped in Catholicism. As a teenager, DiMello was drawn to a spiritual life and joined a Jesuit order in India. At age 29, he was ordained as a Catholic priest. From his many public talks, often filled with humor and great insight, DiMello gained a reputation as a gifted communicator.
He's out to try and touch the emotions rather more than explain things as a theologian would.
Professor Michael Barnes, a Jesuit, teaches theology and interreligious relations at the University of London's Heythrop College.
He's sometimes described as a wisdom teacher. And that's what he did.
What is a wisdom teacher?
A wisdom teacher, as I understand it, is somebody who is versed in the everyday practical wisdom of different religious traditions. He is forever telling stories. He is forever giving you nice little illustrations. He's, in many ways, I think he's simply in the footsteps of Jesus, you know, who told parables, who was able to look around and put people in touch with something in their everyday experience.
Life is a banquet. And the tragedy is that most people are starving to death. It's a nice story of some people on a raft off the coast of Brazil who were perishing from thirst, and they had no idea that the water they were floating on was fresh water. See, the river was coming out into the sea with such force that it went on for a couple of miles. They had fresh water right there. They had no idea of it. So it's like we're surrounded with joy, with happiness, with love. And most people have no idea whatsoever of this. Reason, they're brainwashed. Reason, they're hypnotized. They're asleep. Imagine a stage magician who hypnotizes someone, and this person is seeing what isn't there and not seeing what is there. That's what it's all about.
According to Anthony DiMello, we're blocked from seeing what's truly there by our attachments, which are based on false beliefs. We imagine, he says, that without some particular thing or